Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julio
and Jojo Rose.
We invite you to enter into ecological equanimity in the unified field of spacious unknowing.
We open and awaken to broaden your access to the soul rhythm in all of us.
We engage in the pilgrimage inward to feel the infinite love that beats in the rhythm of our collective soul.
We will guide you to new horizons and infinite love during our Inquire Within segment
to accept that you create your field.
I create my field.
And together, we create the unified field. Spacious Unknowing Network
with Julio
and Jojo Rose starts now. Aloha and welcome to Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul. I'm Jojo Rose, here with Julio Rose. Today, the show is Oh Plentiful Goodness, Turn On and Soul Shine Bright.
And that they do. So this is the story to begin with today. I had a friend who had just been through a big trauma with her family, and I knew it, told her that I would be of any service I could to her. And I heard a horn. Somebody was like leaning on a horn in their car outside. And so I went out and saw that it was her car. And I went to the door, opened the door. She was slumped on the wheel. And I helped to lift her head to sit her against the seat. And then I noticed that her hands were gripping the steering wheel. And I had to take each finger, pry it loose because it was so tight. She was holding on for dear life. And yet she was very dead in her body. She was stone cold. And so I knew that I just had to be present. And I got her out of the car. She was a big woman. So I had her lean on me. I couldn't carry her. And we walked toward the steps. There were three or four steps and no handle rail. So I got her up the steps to the kitchen door, and we went in, and I got her from there to the sofa in the living room, and your children were sleeping, and Benny was out, so we had quiet, and I just sat her on the sofa and sat beside her, and I immediately started praying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord." And I said it three times. When I opened my eyes, her eyes were open, and I saw the pain in them. There was so much pain. So I did some breathing with her and just kept breathing with her. And I could feel she was becoming warm because I had her hands as I was breathing with her. And her hands were really warm. And I knew that I could get up and do something else with her. And so I did. I walked around the coffee table and stood in front of her. And I said, "Say, I am strong." And she said, "I am strong. I 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 am strong," she said. "I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. I am home. I am going home. And she stood up. And it was so wonderful to see her come alive because I knew her very well. So I knew she was on. She was turned on and she really was alive and vitally alive. Mm-hmm. So I knew she was fine to go home. So I walked her out to her car and she got in and drove away. And I walked back into the house to sit quietly to realize that I am just a very calm and peaceful person. And recently I had been asked, how did I want to decorate our home? And I sat with that for a few minutes and I realized, I want to decorate my home in peace. I want when people walk through that door that they feel peace and restfulness. And obviously, that was just in time for this, for Cece's visit, because that was so needed to bring her into that peace here and here.
Yes.
And be with her for the warming of her body. I was amazed at how Dad is cold, and she was so cold, and I really knew that. I didn't know anything, actually. That is really what it is, that I allowed spacious unknowing to just show it all, give me the sounds and the way to be with her. And so I was. And I was so thankful that, that I have this life and could be of service. And then your children stay asleep. And yeah, and I feel like, you know, it's responding to life instead of reacting. So when we have peace in our heart and soul, we can respond to whatever shows up. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because there's always a way to be present that is healing. They're always, and the one needing it needs that from any one of us.
Yes.
That's what they need. They don't need drama and panic and guilt, fear, and control to take over someone so that there's no help for the one who really isn't able to come back to their own good health, whoever it is. So a few mornings later, I woke in the morning and Gina never slept with us. So she was in our bed and I turned my head and saw her swallow a clip from my hair. And I went into the kitchen and said to Benny and the children, your children, that Gina had just swallowed a clip, and Benny said, I'll call 911. And he was in a real panic and so dramatic. And I called out as I headed for the bedroom. I said, she'll be dead by the time they get here. I walked over to the bed. She was blue in the face. I called Jay. He came into the room and he stood and said something. I didn't understand what he said. But she sat up in bed and said, what are we having for breakfast? Okay.
Wow.
Well, I realized that about 3 months previous to this, I had been fast asleep. And I woke up and sat straight up in bed and said, I mean, didn't say it. I looked at a certain place in the room. Mm-hmm. And received Jay as a healer. And I laid back down and went to sleep. Well, I didn't remember that. And yet I just called his name.
Yeah.
And he went to exactly the same spot that I had seen him. I didn't see him. I'm sorry. I did not see him standing there in the vision or whatever it was. I just received Jay is a healer. That's it. So obviously, it was already done.
Yeah.
I was given it 3 months before it happened. And so to be peaceful and not get all blurry-eyed because your child needs you. They don't need you to get cuckoo. They need you to be still and calm with them. So I saw her slip, sliding away, turning blue. I mean, hello. It could be scary, but it can't be. It just can't be.
Yeah.
So when Jay came in and did that, I have no clue what he said. I don't know how it worked. All I know is she's... Oh my God, she was a year old, sat up in bed, all wobbly, like, you know. I mean, Gina was 6 months old, and the first word that she said was eat. That was a natural segue for her. What are we having for breakfast? Nobody else could have done it that way.
No.
Oh, she was too much. So there were two things. I mean, my life was like this all the time. And I accepted that things happened fast. That was how my whole life had been. Especially when someone needed help. My God, they didn't need to be around slowpokes or people who were dramatically incapable of helping anyone because they reacted.
Right.
And was so scared and couldn't, frozen in many cases, or in a fight or flight kind of inside, you know. And so I didn't know or pay attention to that until I was faced with it, because Benny was so much that way when there was any kind of sickness or anything. It was so minor sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where that came from. He's the one who needed to know, obviously, or he didn't need to know. That's just the way life is. I'm not a teacher, and I wasn't here to teach him. Mm-hmm. I was here to love him, and I did. And so, yeah, life is very fragile, and yet it's very resilient. And for me, it was all about soft power. By that, I mean it's feminine, it's love, it's filled, it's something inside that you allow to flow into your world, into your life, into the people around you. Mm-hmm. Because for me, that's life. Mm-hmm. It is. It's life-giving life. Love, light, truth. The universal flow of peace. Mm-hmm. Be still. And that arises, but it also comes in to meet in the heart for any circumstance. It doesn't matter what it is, Jojo. And I know you're learning that.
I am learning that. And you describe so well what I continually see, feel, behold. It's a depth, a breadth, a width that I feel from you no matter what is. And peace is the center. There is always peace in your countenance, in the way you move, in the way that you speak, in the way you live your life. And something that, just to kind of, I mean, there have been so many times where I may be in a room and you come in, I don't hear you, I don't hear your footsteps, I don't hear, and I'm focused, and it startles me a little bit. But my point is that peace, that quiet that you have, that is just naturally you, is ever present.
And for me, that doesn't make me special.
Mm-mm.
My whole point of telling anything is to wake other people that we all have this.
Yes.
Proof of it is how you've come into it.
Yes.
And live from it now. And a learning the difference in your life now from being in it. And so it's not about me taking center stage or needing someone to notice me, because I have never told these stories in my whole life to anybody. Mm-hmm. When I was given the calling on my life to write my life work, that's when I wrote all of this. And so that's what is being used from the book, My Radical Life in Spacious Unknowing. Well, it isn't radical to me, I can promise you. It's the only life I know.
Yeah.
But it is very radical to other people. And that's the way it is. And then the extraordinary rendition of cosmic love is such a given to all of us. That is present and available for all of us to avail ourselves of.
Yeah.
But that's the secret. We have to avail ourselves of it. And that is possible for everyone. And it is, it is really learning our inner workings. It's not so much about inner work as inner workings being understood.
Mm-hmm.
And to have peace in the middle of them is the greatest gift we can allow in and be still with. And that's the truth.
Yes, it is.
That's the truth that I have learned living this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really serves me well. And thankfully, it has served many others well as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they have learned how to use it in whatever way they're able to use it in. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
That's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's, I'd rather pass this on to someone than anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, so very soon, well, Gina, I think, was maybe two when this happened. She was the explorer. So Benny had fixed an outlet, and he had, not unknowingly, because none of our older children, when they were little, would ever have done this, he put it on the counter in a little tray. And I was in the bedroom making the bed. Gina got a chair. She climbed on the chair, got the it was just the plug. Mm. Yeah, very dangerous.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what to do with it. She got down from the chair. She went into the living room, and there was a plug low enough for her to reach easily. And she, with her little right hand, pushed it into the wall.
Mm.
I came out of the bedroom to see the sparks.
Choo.
And I looked at her hand, and it was black. So I took her to the bathroom and sat her on the counter, and foolishly began to wash her hand. I mean, I don't know what I was doing. But all of a sudden, I realized she was going into shock. It was slow. It wasn't like she was there already. So I just put her heart right here with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just breathed with her and talked to her and sang to her and held her. And I could feel her heart syncing up the rhythm she was coming. You know, her heart was really beating fast when I held her to me. And then she got calm and felt soothed and was really calming. And that's when I knew that, okay, now I can treat her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I put something on it. I don't remember. Probably an antibiotic. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't cover it. It was too painful for her. So she got well very fast. But it was the idea that we had been lax in putting that somewhere where a child could reach it.
Yeah.
Through her ingenuity. Gina.
She had lots of that. And radar and
exploring abilities.
Yes.
And it's a funny one. One evening, it was more dinner time, and I was at the stove cooking, and I all of a sudden turned around. Gina had taken the celery that I had filled with cheese and licked out the cheese from every celery stick. She was on her last one.
How did she get the celery?
From the table. I had placed a dish. Good, good. Thanks for asking. Jumping to, yeah. I had placed a plate that I had placed them in for, early dinner. How would I say?
Like an appetizer or just
you all loved pre. Yeah. We loved appetizers. So I always had different ones. And that one was the one for the night. And she didn't want the celery. Never did you either. But
what child wants celery? Give me the good stuff.
Well, some do.
No, that's true.
It, but definitely, she was just on a trip all by herself, just licking that right now, that celery boy. She was happy as a clam. It was so funny. I just went over to her and said, okay, you finished them. And put the dish on the counter, you know.
Yes.
But that was just Gina.
Yeah.
In fact, I called her just Gina.
Yes.
Just Gina. Oh, she called herself that, actually. If we ever gave her more than one name. If we called it anything that was more than Gina, she'd say, I'm just Gina. I thought, oh, good God, she might end up being a justice one day.
Yes.
Never know. She's a lawyer. Right.
Yes. Never know. That's.
But yeah, that was very. So we had adventures that were in need of great deep healing. Mm-hmm. And I had adventures that were fun and cool and funny. And so definitely there was a gamut of life in our life.
Oh, there sure was. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. That's always.
Yeah, and I think that was about the time that Matt was invited to be with the chorus, to sing in the chorus, and they were, so he decided he would like to do that, and they practiced often, and I guess somebody made uniforms for them, so they had that, and they were invited to Orlando to sing because president at the time, Nixon, was going to be there. And mm-hmm. so they were all, well, the morning that Matt was leaving, he had to be at the bus early. So we got up at 5, Benny and I, and he was shining. Matt was shining. Oh my God. He was just so thrilled. He loved all the kids and they had fun, you know, on the bus and teachers went with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a grand thing that was more important probably than anything else to most of them. And so he came back that afternoon, and when he came in, I said, well, how'd it go? And he said, well, President Nixon didn't even notice us and he didn't thank us. Mm-hmm. But Dan Rather came over to me and he said, I'm so sorry that President Nixon didn't acknowledge all of you. Mm-hmm. You all sounded good, so I do want to tell you that.
Oh, wow.
And Matt, and he talked for a few minutes, and Matt said, when I'm an adult and I'm in media, I'm in on TV and on the radio, I'm going to make sure that I'm always kind to people and talk to them like he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the highlight of his trip.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
And that he knew his name and all of it was grand, you know. and that he was in media. And so he was very happy about it.
Yeah, and he really stayed with that decision.
Oh, he did.
I remember when he was here, there's so many different names and pronunciations for names. And he always,
when he lived here,
he would get the correct pronunciation mm-hmm. for the person's name and make sure that he had it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just deep respect for that individual person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
He called the games for the football in Waianae, I think, and the names were very, very long, and he was so in it. I mean, Matt always did his homework.
Yeah, he did.
And the kids, they loved him. I went once, and I was there. He and Larry Price did the game.
Yes.
And the football players all came to him afterwards, and it was really sweet. I was so happy I was there to see that. So yeah, he fulfilled it for sure. So yeah.
So we are going to go ahead and take a quick break. Stay with us. On the other side, there's a couple more things that we will be discussing. So again, see you on the other side.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back, and you are listening to and tuned into Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul. If you're just joining us, we've been speaking on today's show is, Oh, Plentiful Goodness, Turn On, and Soul Shine Bright. And so Julie was sharing some stories from her life of things she didn't react to life, she responded. And so I know there was another one with Gina.
Yeah.
Would you share
with us? Sure. Yeah. I was talking to my friend Carolyn, and Carolyn had a little boy, Peter, who was about the same age as Gina, and they really were good pals. And often we would go to meet, visit someone, and Gina and Peter would play, just play together, completely happy with each other.
Yes.
That they had somebody to play with. So Carolyn and I were talking on the phone, and all of a sudden Gina just started yelling. And I said, I got to go. And we hung up. And 3 hours later, Carolyn called me and said, Gina saved Peter's life. Mm. I said, what? How did she do that? Mm. And Carolyn said, well, I got to the kitchen and Peter had just taken the bottle of lye and he had it up to his lips, ready to drink it. Oh. And I caught him. And it was because of Gina's outburst that I was there for that.
Wow.
And so, yeah, there was a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
He was such a sweet little boy. And just, yeah, so that radar boy, she certainly had it.
And she had it with so many things.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah,
oh, wow.
She did. She definitely did. And that was a very touching in, you know, really in.
Yeah.
Time. Yes. And, yep. She. Yeah.
Wow. The listening again, because you knew you didn't know what was happening, but
no. I just had to hang up. Because if she was, you know, in any way harmed or hurting,
right.
I needed to be present for
yes.
her. Little did I know that, you know, it was all about Peter, but definitely I did pick her up and hold her. So, yeah, she was quite a gift to all of us.
Yes, she was. She sure was.
So...
That's the one you just shared really speaks of quantum and how connected
we all are.
We all are.
Yeah. And that's why we can all know each other that way without, we're wireless.
Yes.
And when I would say that to people, they go, I could tell they were going back in their head thinking about, what did she just say to me?
Yeah.
We're wireless. But it's true. And you know, everything that shows up out here is in here. So we're all using wireless, you know, phone and computer.
Yeah.
The computer isn't totally wireless, but the keyboard is and the trackpad is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the TV, you know, there's certain things on there that I use wireless for.
Yeah. Yes.
And so it's a copy of us. We are that. So we can tune in and receive from a distance because there is no distance, truthfully. I know that's a big one too.
Yeah. Yes.
It is true. Most people don't know it or understand it. It's okay. It just is. So... There's so many things that are, you know, quantum is not new.
No.
People understanding it is new.
Yes.
And so it isn't new. And what is interesting is when people are ready, scientists show up who can help to explain the science of it.
Yes.
And of course, the brain, you know, when I was doing what I in the therapy with you, I couldn't find any books on the brain.
Yeah.
There was no Google.
No.
To access tons of things at once. So now the scientists have learned so much about the brain, and it's all things that we can learn from inside. But that helps.
Yeah.
if somebody's interested in the study, hopefully they get, you know, the idea, the realization that the three parts of the brain in our head are, one of them is the heart brain and the other the enteric, and then the highest brain, the crown. So definitely there's all this information for us that is just beautiful. I'm always thrilled because I read it and go, yeah, you know, I've known that for a long time, but from my own life.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that they're affirming it for me.
Yes.
That always feels good.
Yeah.
To be affirmed in what you've understood. And then you know for sure that, you know, you have some clarity and understanding in this field. And when I studied Grey's Anatomy, read that whole book, the 4 years that I was in a study of everything, the one thing that really, really spoke to me, I mean, there were a lot of things, but this particular one was brand new to me and it really excited me, was that on a mother's egg is the corona radiati, which is the crown of light built into the brain.
Yes.
And that's where it comes from.
Yes.
And I was so happy because I'd heard a lot of Eastern gurus speak of only a man could be enlightened. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, it was like, ooh, whoops. I think somebody didn't read this book. It was very comical to me. Well, just recently, somebody was speaking about that in a podcast.
Ah.
And so excited because I had just realized it. And I was so happy because I've never heard anyone say anything about it.
Right.
And I was happy that, you know, now prayerfully people are learning about it. Mm-hmm. It is midbrain, it's limbic, it's emotions. Mm-hmm. It's really our greatest helper if we let it be.
Yeah.
And from there, the emotions can mature. Mm-hmm. Of course, the emotions, the fire in us has to be harnessed for that to happen. It doesn't just boom happen unless somebody comes in with it because they've already done the work.
Yeah. Yes.
Somewhere, sometime. But it definitely is a worthwhile study, you know, to learn about all of what is possible, how much more is understood about the human form and what's in it and what's possible and all of it. It's just, well, to me, it's exciting. I love it.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
And I finally am beginning to understand. Yeah. When someone opens and wants to understand and learn, life opens. It
shows itself.
It shows itself to you.
Yeah.
And you have lived your whole life this way. And it's a wonder to come into it.
And the secret of that is when it shows up, recognize.
Of course.
What
yes.
You've been learning.
Oh, yes.
Don't miss it.
No.
Because that's what helps to connect you up inside. Because, I saw this before. I can see it out here.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You know, there has to be a recognition that conscious of being conscious.
Yes.
It's so important to be conscious of being conscious.
Yes.
And it really serves us very well.
Yeah, it does. It's like this morning me saying to you, I was seeing response.
Yeah.
Like I need response from people.
Yeah.
Because I used to live so closed down thinking I had to do everything.
Mm.
Well, I've been responding to my own interior and being more willing to be in the inquiry and the wanting to understand, not just wanting to understand, having to understand, having a need for it. If I don't have the need for it, I may not recognize it when it shows up.
And it may never show up.
Exactly. The need really like turned you on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let you be awake and aware
exactly
of that.
Yeah.
And then if I'm responding in here, well, yes, I'm going to have the response out here, but sometimes we have to speak for it.
Yeah.
I've been learning.
Yeah.
Speaking the sound for it.
Yes.
Which is in so many ways, each of the things with Cece, you just were in exactly what you needed to be in, but you didn't know what you needed to be in. You were just very present. And the peace, to me, that's so central to all of this, is that place of peace.
Well, what I want to add to that, JoJo, is that I long ago asked, when I am present with someone else, I want to be what they need, not what I need to say.
Yes.
I want to be present to speak a word that they need to hear, not what I need to say.
Yeah.
And so it's so powerful to me, the words that show up and what it does, the manifestation of it in the other person.
Yeah.
And it's immediate because it's for them. Mm-hmm. It is significantly for them. Mm-hmm. And there's a recognition. You know, it's like an ignition.
Yes.
It's really ignites something within them.
Yep.
That really benefits.
Yes.
The one it happens to and the one beholding. Because I always benefit.
Yeah.
From whatever is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happens in my life, I benefit. And I want to understand more deeply when it's fulfilled. Because that adds to something that I may need later in a way that I won't have to work for because I'm understanding it and ready.
Yeah.
Should it ever show up?
Understanding is such a gift.
Oh, it's everything.
It is such a gift.
It's everything because, and I say, I've said it before and I say it a lot. Understanding under my feet gives me a good foundation for understanding life in me and around me and through me and all of it. And it really is necessary. We need it.
Yeah, we do.
And understanding is heartful. It's very heart, full of heart. So, and you know, the inner light is in that. So understanding is such a, yeah, it's just sweet. Sweet and very tangible and real.
There's a wholeness in it. And it's that feeling of when you have understanding, it's a feeling of, I got it. I got it. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can use it.
Yeah, and it's, there's a quietness in it. And I've seen that over and over with you, over and over and over in your life and the way that you live. And to be here with you, understanding this way within my own being in my life, because it isn't enough to have it just in here. It has to show up in my life in a way where it's real and it's tangible and it's alive.
Yeah. To you.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always another person included, or maybe many people.
Yeah.
It just is a very important way to live because we're not here alone.
No, we're not.
We're all one.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with everyone who's here. And that feels too big, but if we understand I am a dot, it's not too big.
And that dot is so full. It's everything.
Well, the dot is a place of the spread. It spreads. Yeah. And yeah.
So what you said a few minutes ago, a decision that you came to not speak what you needed to say, but what the other person needs.
Yeah.
And that makes space for that, for the dot to spread. Move and yeah. spread
totally.
And flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be very alive.
Yes. It's very important to be very alive.
For true.
But I can tell you my life has never been dull and boring.
No, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No. And you're steady no matter what it looks like.
Well, what it looks like to others is not the way it looks to me.
I
that would majorly be the truth for me, you know, to say to you, because I see often how other people see things, and I don't see it that
way.
No,
you don't.
A lot of people complicate things. Mm-hmm. And it makes them happy to feel like they're wading through a lot of hard work. For me, I like simplicity. And I like being really clear and simple. Just a simple person. And so, is there complexity in what I've learned and what I've understood? And am I, you know, like narrow in view? No, that's not what I'm talking about. There are many studies I've done, many research, everything. So it's more of just distilling it, distilling all that research so that there is a simple way to say it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
More than, you know, staying in the complexity.
Right.
And
yes.
Being stuck in it, you know, and not able to see clearly because it's too much in the head, you know, living in the head.
Yeah.
And not fully embodying and living in their lives in ways that really make them happy. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, living in the head is a hard life. Living in the heart, living in your life is a simple life.
Well, it is so important to create that for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learn what it is that I would need to be at peace. What is it that I would need to be still in my heartbeat so that I can really listen in? What do I need for that? You know, some people use prayer. Some people use meditation. Some people go sit by the ocean or in the mountains. In nature, anywhere, it can oh, so wonderful. We are that nature. We are it.
Yes.
I mean, you know how happy we are when we hear the birds sing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It's the joy of our life.
It sure is.
And it's so just lovely. And that's living.
Mm-hmm.
Just easy. Just simple life. No big deal.
No. And the continuum of the learning and needing to understand.
Mm.
Just because I knew yesterday doesn't mean it's the same today or tomorrow or next week.
The only reason it is
changing.
Yeah, but the only reason it isn't is because when we're given something, we have all this energy for it. The word that comes out of us is a lot of energy.
Yes.
If I took that word, the same words, and tomorrow I tried to apply it in something.
No, it doesn't work.
I would wonder, why doesn't this work? Well, it doesn't have the same vitality. It doesn't have the same meaning.
Yeah.
Because that was for that. Now I need to be in a new way with a new word for this particular situation. It calls for something different. Well, if it calls for something different and I'm not responding,
right,
I'm not going to get a response.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I'm going to be, what happened? So to be able to understand that,
mm-hmm.
which is really the response you've been speaking of, you know, that you need to understand this,
mm-hmm.
that you have to have vitality in whatever the word is that you're speaking.
Yes.
So that you can have something happen with those words now, right? Yeah, now, exactly. Right here, yes. Right this moment.
Yes.
But not rely on them.
No.
For any other occasion.
No.
They may be the same words, but they'll come together so differently. So differently. It will like be like, oh, I see. Oh.
But even I'm in here. Yeah. Even in the aspect, and I've learned this with you, you'll get an understanding for something. And then over here, you'll get a deeper understanding. Well, I'm learning that too. I may understand something today, but next week I understand it totally mm-hmm. differently because of what I've been in to help that to become the reality where the understanding, it's like me starting with responding inside my own being and saying, you know, then growing to, well, I need a response from the other person.
Mm. Yeah,
I need a response. Well, I need them to come back toward me in some way.
Yeah,
so that I'm not in it by myself.
Yeah, and that would be the soul rhythm used wisely and well, because we're all here together.
Yes,
none of us are alone.
No,
and even if somebody feels alone, we're all one. So there's always someone who could show up, or I could go to understand something brand new. If I can't receive it here, there's always someone from whom I can.
Yeah.
And it's so enriching to know that and to understand that there is always help for us.
Yeah, there is.
And always healing for us in whatever way that is, in whatever we're needing. It can be realized, it can be fulfilled.
Yeah.
But if I don't know that, if I don't believe that, if I don't hold that as my truth,
mm-hmm.
then I'm missing.
Yeah.
So I would miss all of it if it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm here. So who's this being standing here that's not getting fed? I'm fed.
Yeah.
You know, what is the difference here? What is happening? Let me understand so
yes.
I have a word that might touch and reach
yes.
this being beside me.
Yeah.
So that there is a joining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so important. Sometimes just a big smile. I used to stand in the line at the grocery store, and I don't go very often. That's why I'm not doing it so much anymore. But, and just love the cashier. Because I knew the hard work of standing there, and sometimes people are kind and sometimes they're not happy and they take it out on them.
Yep.
And I've seen that happen.
Yep.
And just loving them, just being present. I get to the checkout and it's like they want to give me the world. So it's their way of telling me something happened. What? Who are you? I mean, what?
Yeah.
And really it's caring. It's a caring, deep caring, because I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter who we are being with that way, they're going to notice.
Yes.
They notice.
Yes.
They know they're being loved.
Yes.
They know it.
Well, you bring up a really, really, really good point with what you just said. You go loving them, but there's an intention in loving that person. There is a very cohesive intention that's why they can then respond to you the mm-hmm. way that they do, because of your intention. And so each of the things, there was intention with your friend. There was intention with Gina in mm-hmm. both instances, with the hair clip and the electrical plug. There was intention with what happened when you were on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's intention, and intention is so vital. But I'm going to say it again with the intention you have peace in you.
Yeah.
So it's full, it's whole. It's there isn't anything inside of you that is pulling away from the fabric of that. There never mm-hmm. has been. Mm-hmm. And I can see it and feel it now because I've moved from being someone who controlled guilt, all that stuff, to beginning to be in this life. But the intention's vital.
Yeah. And I never used a word, you know, but when we spoke about the other day about your, you know, kneeling at your feet, yes, I was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is that, but it's not a word that I use to say I'm being intentional about this.
No, because it's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
It's built in. It's who you are.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
No, what's more, I concur. Oh, yes. Well, it has been a joy once again to be here with you listeners and with you, Julie Rose.
Yes.
Always, always.
Jojo.
Please join us again next Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, right here. Same time, same channel.
Same station.
Same station. That's right. Until then, have a most joyful evening, day, morning, afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. And may your week be full
of grace and blessings.
Yes. Yes, yes. Aloha for now.
Thank you for listening to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul,
with Julie O.
and Jojo Rose.
Join us again for life-affirming communication every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com so that you can bask in the rays of infinite love.
Access Soul Rhythm to tap into your real being, for your heartbeat in the rhythm of your soul.
Feel it guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love. For more information about Julie O.
and Jojo Rose,
visit spaciousunknowingnetwork.com. That's spaciousunknowingnetwork.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.